Let's see.
Oh,
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 Let's see. Let's see.
Let's see. It's kind of frightening, you know, to think about accumulation over a lifetime.
Let's see. And
the total maximum allowance. In the last number of years.
The sum total of all of us bringing everything, it was a
as much as I possibly can.
Joins.
Oh, yeah.
And I cried and I cried.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a boat.
that will carry two. And go show. And it sails the sea. It's loaded deep as can be. But not as deep as the love I'm in. I know not if I sink or swim. If you have any questions, the water is wide. My number is 510. The water is wide. Okay, bye.
Ship by boat. So they took about 2 months to get to me.
When they got on the boat in Venezuela and came to New York.
For 3 days, deck class.
I love the train.
My favorite mode of travel is the train.
I love trains.
I like train travel.
I really, really like the train.
You mean on the airplane?
Plane. Hop on a plane.
On an airplane.
Racing through the airport to catch it.
I travel by airplane.
Most of the time I take a plane.
Little plane.
I usually travel by plane.
Hop on a plane. Car trips.
Car.
I don't own a car.
A Citroën. VW bus.
I don't own a car.
I travel by plane.
To protect you and your fellow passengers, the Transportation Security Administration is required by law to inspect all checked baggage. As a part of this process, some bags are opened and physically inspected. Your bag was among those selected for physical inspection. During the inspection, your bag and its contents may have been searched for prohibited items. At the completion of the inspection, the contents were returned to your bag. If the TSA security officer was unable to open your bag for inspection because it was locked, the officer may have been forced to break the locks on your bag. TSA sincerely regrets having to do this. However, TSA is not liable for damage to your bags resulting from this necessary security precaution. If you have questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to contact the TSA Contact Center.
Two pants, two or three shirts, camisoles, maybe another jacket, a vest. I usually always have a vest.
Either warm or wet clothing, one or two pair of blue jeans folded, and sometimes a pair of pajamas.
One or two skirts, one pair of dress pants, one pair of jeans, maybe one sexy nightie, depending on what's going to happen.
Socks.
And socks.
Six pairs of socks.
Just enough socks and underwear.
See, I almost forgot the socks. Socks.
Underwear, socks.
I always forget socks.
Underwear.
As many pairs
underwear.
Of socks and underwear and t-shirts
underwear.
As there are days in the
There'll
trip.
There'll be a couple pair of underwear.
Clean underwear.
Like, 10 pairs of underwear. Long underwear.
Couple of bras you have.
I don't wear underwear every day, so I don't need it for every
Another
day.
Bra.
Two bras.
Three bras.
Two bras.
I come toiletries.
Toiletries.
With Otherwise, me. I'll try my luck with their toiletries.
Use boots, so I wear those.
Ski boots.
One pair of big boots.
The shoes that are really comfortable. If it's winter, I always
pair
get
of high heel boots.
Shoes, yeah. If I could have a next
I've
pair.
I've tried
to
the past 20 years or so. I keep it down to one pair of
second
shoes.
Pair of shoes.
I always wear the same shoes, and I usually have one
another
extra
pair of shoes.
Another pair of shoes.
Two pairs of shoes.
Just one pair
some
of shoes and a
probably
pair of sandals.
Probably two pairs of comfortable
really
shoes.
Well,
pair of
if it's winter,
shoes.
I always take
some decent
the
style and walking
that I,
shoes.
Too. That I write on. A little
two notebooks.
Book.
One that's a writing notebook and one that's for drawing.
Tools or notebooks.
Books, papers, drawings.
Some book I'm reading.
Possibly a notebook or some
maybe
reading material.
One more notebook.
Some more books.
There's usually some books.
Sometimes books.
A couple of
books.
I throw in books and
books
you know, all kinds of
something
things.
Some
read.
Reading
books.
Material.
Possibly a notebook
paper.
Or some reading material.
New Yorker magazines.
Gloves.
And teas and herbs.
An
and
MP3 vitamins. Player or headphones or things
a
like
camera.
That.
Camera.
Pieces of mannequins.
Jewelry.
Scarves. I like to take scarves.
No jet lag pills.
Contact lens solution.
So not whole mannequins, but like mannequin torsos.
Shampoo.
I don't trust hotel shampoos, et cetera, or soaps.
Some kind
and I bring
of nail
all my
file
own.
I can get away with it, but usually
hair
can't.
Hair iron, curling iron.
Eyeglasses.
A large rock. A large rock.
Toothbrush, toothpaste.
And eyeliner.
A pocket knife or multi-tool of some kind.
I must
kind.
Have my eye pillow.
Capri pants.
Ice skates.
Pain medication.
Vitamins.
Green tea.
Tweezers.
I needed to have this rock with me. I just felt like it was important at the time. It was like a small boulder.
Two hats, two pairs of shoes, two sweaters,
two eye creams,
two pairs
three
of
eye
pants,
creams, probably two
four
pairs of comfortable
under
shoes, three or four pairs of shoes,
things,
assorted
four long sleeve
pants t-shirts, and shirts and
four
skirts
t-shirts,
and jackets, at least one nightgown,
six,
a brush,
six,
pencil,
right
coffee,
socks,
you can't go without coffee,
ten
and
pairs
and
of underwear,
seven days worth of
cosmetic bag,
and books, Christmas
presents,
more costumes
I travel with my laptop some of the time.
Computer.
Computer.
I like jewelry.
9 a.m. A tailored tweed suit, Chanel type, in a soft, delicate shade, and matching blouse, brown shoes with medium heels, and a capacious brown alligator bag. A really elegant woman never wears black in the morning. One p.m. A wool suit in a solid color, neither brown nor black. A linen suit for very warm weather. Underneath the jacket, a harmonizing sweater, jersey blouse, or sleeveless dress. An ensemble consisting of a suit and matching cape or pashmina is also very practical and as warm as toast. In a becoming shade that matches or contrasts with a pretty town coat in a vivid color. Six p.m. A black wool dress, not very décolleté, or a two-piece ensemble in navy or black silk to be worn alone or with a wide straw hat to cocktail parties. This, the triumph of the haute couture, is the uniform of all city dwellers, and will take you everywhere, from the bistro to the theater, and all the informal dinner parties on your social calendar. Seven p.m. A black crepe dress, this one quite décolleté, for more formal dinners and more elegant restaurants. Matching coat and dress. If it called is a cocktail silk, dress velvet, in Paris, or colored brocade, perfect for theater openings. You should plan on having a very elegant dress, black tie dinner party that goes with the same coat, but a little dressier dress, for example, can be worn in these any season. These frocks are the outstanding achievement of the ready-to-wear industry. Be worn all year round, which means that you should avoid velvet and black. and a long evening coat with the most luxurious garment in our wardrobe.
Moving to Cairo.
Moving out of an apartment in Berlin.
Moving is not one of the hardest
things, I moved was traumatic, I think. On moving so to Egypt. Many levels.
Yes, I have a lot of interesting memories about moving.
Boxes, cardboard boxes.
And I had these three huge toolboxes. Where did I bring them? And they
so
said, just bring them in here
so
with the luggage.
San Francisco with those 11 boxes.
Most of my young life that was just my personal
and I
stuff.
Sent about a dozen boxes on Amtrak.
Again, trying to get all your life in one, like five
he
boxes or something.
He could take four boxes out and put it in.
You find all these secrets in the boxes that haven't been opened in 2 years.
Come and pick everything up that I had. Put together
it took me
boxes.
A long time to open all those boxes.
Three huge, heavy boxes.
Photos, you know, just boxes and boxes of photos.
A couple of boxes
and
of boxed prints of my photographic
what I had put
work.
In all these boxes.
Postal boxes.
Furniture and boxes that are too heavy for me.
They were shipped by boat. So they took about 2 months to get to me.
I'm pretty calculated about my shipping.
You go out and have all your stuff out on the
ship. Not by car or truck, but like by shipping
you
through the mail.
You just get a big pallet. And you'd get
yeah, I'm aware
ship.
That I have stuff. My parents have stuff.
There's so much stuff in both of their
all
homes.
The stuff
I managed
can live
to not.
Yeah, I'm
yeah
aware
I mean, I could
let have stuff.
All the stuffed animals and the baby clothes and the photo albums and the
because
video
she had a lot
tapes
of
my
stuff.
That's son food. When he was a baby.
And there was all of our stuff on a shelf in this baggage room, including Karen's.
We have a lot of stuff.
And
too much
notes, you know, describing us, saying this was our baggage. So we had really a lot of stuff.
You know, my parents' house burned in the Oakland fire.
The way the slope of our yard and our driveway goes, it would flood back up. I mean, there was 18 inches of water.
But there wasn't anything that really except photographs that were important.
Even though they were up off the ground on other boxes, the boxes acted like wicks. And it pulled, I mean, there was 18 inches of water. And it just pulled it up all the way to the top of the boxes.
Some of them had been saved from the fire, and there were she had put them all together, at least in boxes.
Everything was melted, and everything was gone. The negatives, everything was gone.
Every loose photograph and every piece of paper.
We left everything, but I mean everything. Wallets, shoes, we went out barefoot.
And I lost that $20 bill.
I think I lost the diamond in a hot tub someplace.
I used to have that one all the time, but I lost it.
And I don't think I own any vinyl records anymore. I've lost track of it.
Of most significance was a notebook that I lost, and it was gone for almost a year. I left it on an airplane, and it came back to me.
That whole existence has been destroyed.
Because it's going to get destroyed no matter what you do about it.
Everything should be burned every 50 years, and you should start over, and you shouldn't have that much stuff.
And every single one of them was damaged.
And another couple of boxes that traveled with me on the way back.
We had to get rid of everything back to it being a bare apartment.
I gave away everything I owned.
Every loose photograph and every piece of paper.
I had diaries that I and sketchbooks when I was since
in
I was 8, 9, and I
took from
and I cried and I cried. Everything was melted and everything was gone. The negatives, everything was gone. Then there were the family photo albums from when I was a child that were still left. Thank you.
I've had lots and lots of things taken from me, lots of knives and...
I brought back this little... It's a little miniature model of the Masjid al-Haram, which is this mosque with the Kaaba.
Problem for me because apparently I do look like a terrorist or something. So
my Wave Leatherman.
And so they confiscated this little model.
The kind of beautiful knife that I bought in India, handmade knife.
Came,
I use a letter
through,
opener,
we
which
were
I
wearing hijab.
My
had, you know, I wore my
last
headscarf,
two or three years.
And you know,
if
I had
I take
long,
my eyeglasses
long
off,
and
they stopped
so
and
they searched all
sometime.
Our things and they pulled us over.
I scientifically proved that if I pass the border with eyeglasses, it's okay.
Luggage. Before my parents passed.
My two parents are alive.
The confused feelings about your mother-in-law are all of a sudden lodged in the goddamn luggage.
But until not that recently, I had three living grandparents as well.
I have one ring that my mother gave
me. My grandmother, Margot, who could speak French and Italian.
Well, my mother did her best to get rid of a lot of things like that.
In one of those boxes I took from my mother, actually.
My father's sister passed away just a few months ago, and... the whole family, which is myself and my sister and my parents, flew out to New Jersey to dispose of her belongings. And it was pretty
sobering.
Stuff
that reminds me of her, and I really still love her.
This little blouse, it was like a lace half blouse that I think was my grandmother's. My mom started crying.
The baby Jesus that was made out of plaster, and it was almost life-sized from the family crush.
I have like a lot of attachment to...
Things
to
like
some
my
of the things
great
that
grandfather's
I because they were really beautiful. And some of the things my dad made, and
you know, there'd
they
be ones of my mother and ones of my father when they were kids, or
my mom's necklace that my dad made. That's really beautiful.
I know that when I was born, my father wrote me a letter.
My mother's parents' bedroom set.
The last few years,
my
it's
mom's
been
storage unit
totally
in her place down
my mother
dad.
Who. About a year ago, gave me this big, fat, brown envelope.
He is very, very old and has...
It was all the letters that I have ever written to her that she saved.
We, you know, we've all thought, okay, this is the time
these
he's
letters where I'm, like, pouring out my heart to her.
That, I mean, it was written on the day that I was born.
Minimal.
I try to take as little as possible.
Oh, I take as little as possible.
The little as I can.
I value less luggage.
Trying to get luggage down to the right weight.
see. I have to think about it.
Oh,